The Osgood File, sponsored by Nuveen Investments. Make the most of your income portfolio and its potential with a market leader in closed-end funds. Nuveen. Reach for more. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. A violent weekend in Chicago. It's almost not news anymore, but for the people involved, many of them only children, losing a dad or a brother or a friend means the end of the world as they knew it. In a moment, how a group called the Story Squad tries to create happy endings. But first, this from Charlie. This is what the weekend sounds like in Chicago lately.
3 to 5 shots fired in the area.
Someone who just got shot in the leg.
Gunshot wound to the neck.
There's a 12-year-old male.
But there are other victims, too. The witnesses, many of them young, some of them in shock, knowing someone they knew is never coming back. CBS's Dean Reynolds met some of those witnesses at a program called The Story Squad, where they record what they saw and how it made them feel.
I remember being about 7 when I first got caught in a crossfire. I was standing on my porch waiting for my pops to come down the stairs.
These children's stories are unimaginable to Chicagoans who live just a few miles away.
When I was 9, I saw my father die. We were at the gas station, then I did a drive-by.
The recordings are produced with music and even sound effects to try and capture the impact on these kids. But the recording sessions can be difficult because these are not fairy tales.
All of a sudden, I heard 3 gunshots. One of my brothers turned around and said,
"Mom, I got shot."
I'm sorry.
How's your brother today?
He's doing good.
The organizers of Chicago's Story Squad are hoping that people who hear these recordings will understand the impact of the violence on these kids and do something about it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.